So there you have it, the player and coach of the year, Noah Jacobson, player of the year, and the coach of the year that was just announced is joining us on the phone. Coach Nathan Gegg, congratulations, coach, on being named coach of the year.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that, and thanks to anybody who happened to vote for me.
Yeah, well, it was enough coaches to vote for you. How does it feel that it was the coaches that you were competing against that are the ones choosing you as the best coach throughout the listening area?
I can assure you I'm not the best coach. There's a lot of great baseball minds in the area, and I promise you I'm not near the top of that list, but I'm very fortunate in the fact that I get to work at a place that has a culture of hard work, and our kids are very, very talented baseball players, and my best attribute is I try to stay out of the way.
You'll give the humble answer there, but the results on the field certainly speak for themselves. You led your team to the state championship, returning to the promised land this year. And now at the end of the year, you're rewarded with Coach of the Year. Chris Loida gets named to the Dream Team for you guys as well. So kind of a big bow to wrap up a successful season, no?
It was a great season. We got really hot at the right time, but it's more than just being hot at the right time. It was constantly improving and refusing to be the team we were earlier in the year. I think early in the year we weren't good enough and we weren't ready to make a run, but through some really good senior leadership with guys like Chris who kind of put us on his back a couple games there against Chaffee and Van Far, we were able to do enough to keep it rolling, and that's a credit to our kids because we pushed them. We weren't satisfied with a lot of things, and neither were they. And that's the key, Yeah, coach can sit here and tell you what's wrong and what you got to do to get better, but if the players don't buy into it, it doesn't mean a whole lot. So that's just all on our players.
When talk about Chris Loida, what has he meant to the program over the past few years? He was a big part of that championship 2 years ago as well.
Sure, yeah. He's a four-year starter. He started about the second half of his freshman year hitting. And a very, very talented baseball player, can really hit a baseball. But, he evolved as a pitcher as well and became our ace, this year and had some awesome games down the stretch. He's a tough kid. He doesn't get enough credit for what he did when he tore his labrum in football and decided to keep pitching rather than have surgery. Not a lot of people would do that, but he wanted a chance to go out on top, and he did it. And it's very gratifying and rewarding to see a kid, who's willing to do that for his teammates and pitch through a lot of pain and not say much about it.
And if I recall correctly, you had just one other senior on the team?
Yeah, Jacob Beezer was our other senior, third baseman, cleanup hitter. Both of those guys, it always seemed like whenever we needed a big hit, it was one of those two up, and more often than not, they came through. And they're great kids, and they're going to do great things in life, and we're going to miss them. They definitely led us in the right direction this year.
You mentioned great kids. You got a number of them returning from this year's squad, though, so it seems like every year Valley Catholic will graduate some very talented baseball players, but there's always someone in the wings waiting to step up and take that spot, and it looks like you got a couple next year.
Yeah, it's one of the benefits of our unbelievable youth program we have in this town, with dedicated coaches and kids, and they're definitely have a leg up, and we're fortunate that then the byproduct of that is great numbers. We're going to have 6 to 8 kids in a class. This year we only ended up with 2, but it's usually 6 to 8 kids in a class, and when you can only play 9 on the varsity, that means there's a lot of kids waiting ready to go, and the old line, work while you wait type thing, is what our kids do best, and I know there's quite a few who will be eager to see the field at the varsity level next year.
Looking back on the season once again, you mentioned that you got hot at the right time, right as the postseason was getting started. I remember talking to you before the postseason. You were talking about eliminating mistakes, and it seemed like watching you guys go all the way through the postseason to the championship game, something clicked in your team and you eliminated those mistakes. Is there any one thing now that you have had a chance to reflect on the season that you think attributed to that switch being turned?
It's a great question, but you're right. We allowed way, way too many free bases there in the middle part of the year, whether it be, your free bases or your walks, your errors, your hit by pitch, not hitting cutoff men, stolen bases, wild pitches, all that terrible stuff that you try to eliminate. And for whatever reason, we didn't give – I think we committed maybe one or two errors in those seven playoff games. You know, it was phenomenal what our kids did. And it was just – honestly, to be – it was just a lot of reps. You know, it was, okay, we can continue to be subpar, to not play at the level that we know we can, or we can continue to work at it. And our kids went to work and got better. And, you know, I didn't know it was going to be possible. You know, at a certain point of the year, you start thinking, okay, we are who we are. You know, if every game we give up, you know, if we make all these mistakes every game, well, then that's probably who we are. But we were able to sort of turn the page there and start fresh right after the conference tournament. And we didn't make those mistakes. And just a lot of hard work by our kids.
I'm talking with head coach Nathan Gegg of the Valley Catholic Warriors, the coach of the year for the spring 2018 baseball season. Coach, is there anyone you want to thank for this honor?
I mean, obviously, the coaches that vote on, you know, I have a lot of respect for a lot of the guys in the area. And there's, like I said, there's definitely better coaches and more deserving than me, but I'm just fortunate enough to be at a spot where we have really good kids who buy in. And so I just like to thank the kids. You know, it's a kid award. It's when you have really good kids who work hard and do everything you ask of them, you're going to look better than you are.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.